Welcome to this week's reflection from Stretton Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing in our series in the book of John. And in our series, we're looking at the question of how can we love others like Jesus does? It's a really challenging question. And I probably should have said this at the beginning of the series, but in reality, it's actually impossible to completely love as Jesus does because his love is perfect. And we are most definitely not perfect. Our passage for this week gives us a glimpse of why Jesus' love is so perfect. So I'm going to read from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born out of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." So John 3:16 to 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Jesus came to give his life so that we may live. In fact, he came not just to save those who had been good and kind, but to save anyone who believes, regardless of who they are or what they have done. It is sometimes hard to believe, but there is nothing we have done or will do that will make us unlovable to God. So we may not have been able to love others as well as Jesus does, but we can certainly love others enough to want to point them in the direction of the amazing love of God. When we think about sharing our faith with others, we often get scared, worrying that they will be offended or will reject us. But telling people about Jesus is the greatest act of love we could show someone, because we are inviting them to know the greatest love ever and giving them the path to being rescued from death. There's a little story that was once told to me that demonstrates this. So there was a Christian, let's call him Ben. He attended a 10-year high school reunion where he got the chance to meet all of his old school friends. He had a wonderful time catching up with them until one of the people there, AJ, who was his best friend from school, pulled him aside to tell him something really important. "Last year I had the most amazing experience ever," AJ started. "A friend of mine introduced me to someone. His name is Jesus. And this man, well, God, you see, he's God. He showed me how much he loves me, how much he wants me in his family. He gave his life to save me. He is so amazing, and I have to tell everyone about him because they need to know too. They need to meet him as well." "That's great," Ben said to him. "I'm a Christian too." "Really? That's so good. How long have you been a Christian?" AJ clearly thought Ben had only just become a Christian as well. "I don't know. I guess since we were young," Ben replied. AJ looked horrified. "You mean, since we were both at school? You were a Christian then? But why didn't you tell me? I thought you were my friend." Now, I don't know whether this story is true or not, but it demonstrates how important it is to tell people about Jesus. If we love people, we need to try to introduce them to God, because there is no one more important to know. Of course, it's a lot easier to talk about telling people about God than it is to actually do it. One important way of showing people who Jesus is by the way we live, by living a life that is distinctive and influenced by Jesus. We see that in the passage. Nicodemus recognised that there was something special about Jesus, although initially he didn't realise what it meant. We are told he came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Nicodemus had recognised that the way Jesus was behaving through his miraculous signs and also through his teaching and the compassion that he showed, that all of this showed that there was something special about him. We can also point people to God because we have the Holy Spirit living within us, which allows us to shine with God's light so that people can see Jesus. This is only possible through the amazing grace of God, which allows us to be born again, as Jesus explains to Nicodemus. Poor Nicodemus gets very confused by this saying, as he asks, "How can someone be born when they are old? Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." But Jesus was making a distinction about a natural human birth compared to a spiritual rebirth, where a believer gives themselves to Jesus. When we accept God as Lord and Saviour, we choose to die to our selfish ways and sinful natures, and instead choose to live in Christ. The Apostle Paul describes it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, like this: "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." By being born again by the Holy Spirit, we allow God to transform us. But this transformation is not something that happens only once and then we are perfect. It's a choice that we need to make on a daily basis. Romans 2, verse 12 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Now, it doesn't say you are transformed because God has renewed your mind. Instead, it talks about the renewing of our minds. It's a constant process, one that we are continually experiencing. So each and every day, we need to choose to allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us to show the world who Jesus is. However, it isn't enough to just show who Jesus is by our actions. We also need to talk to people about God. And again, we see this in the interaction Jesus has with Nicodemus. Nicodemus could tell Jesus was special, but he believed it was just that Jesus was blessed by God. Nicodemus had no idea that Jesus is God and not just blessed by him. And even after explaining that Nicodemus needed to be born again to see the kingdom of God, he didn't understand. Nicodemus was a learned religious man, a Pharisee who studied scripture and believed themselves to be knowledgeable about all they needed to know about God. Jesus knew what they thought about themselves, and so when Nicodemus doesn't understand, Jesus challenged that self-belief and says, "You are Israel's teacher, and do you not understand these things?" And then he goes on to explain more explicitly about that amazing love of and grace of God. When we meet people, it is often easy to make assumptions about their knowledge about who Jesus is. I have grown up in the church learning about God for my whole life, and so it's easy for me to assume that other people have heard about Jesus, or at least have some understanding of who he is. But often people don't have that shared understanding about God. I remember a story from one that my friend told me. She was walking near a church that had a large crucifix with an image of Jesus hanging from it. And she overheard this little child ask her mum, "Who's that funny man on the wall?" And the mum wasn't able to answer the child. She didn't know who it was either. It's amazing that the things that we think everyone knows about may actually be things that only some people know about. If we don't tell people who Jesus is, then maybe no one will. So if we truly want to love people, we need to be prepared to live lives that witness to Christ and tell others about him too.